Reuven Levy, speaking from the Shibuch Kutcha Chesed Yerushalayim, we're learning the book Gan HaShalom, the Garden of Peace. Very exciting day today. We're starting chapter 4. It's been a long time coming, Sa'af Hashem. We learned very well. We learned a lot about putting our wife in first place. We learned a lot about never criticizing. And now, we're up to chapter 4. Chapter 4, page 95 in the Hebrew version. Liyot Zachar, to be a man. Uwa, to be a man. Let's see if we can learn a little bit about what it means to be a man. Mishalamed Heitev, et Shneya Parakim Hakodmi. A person who has learned very well the two previous chapters, right, which were not to criticize and first place. Behu Magish. And he feels Shadavoyim Debu El Libot. He feels that the words spoke to him, they spoke to his heart. Va'amet Shalahem Bo'uralo. And the truth in those chapters is clear to him. V'hu Kibelotam. And he accepted them. Ashra V'ashrei Choko. How fortunate is he? V'hu Yachol Lamshich Lalechet B'Darchei HaSefer Hazeh. And that person can continue and go forward in the ways that this book describes. But it's called Lakol Hamatanot Haniflot, and to merit all the wonderful gifts, Hagrumot Ba'avodah, Bat Smit, all the wonderful things on working on himself, Hasovavit Saviv Inyan Shalom Bayit, that surround the aspect of Shalom Bayit. Aval, but Misha Magish Shadvarim Sha'amu Barakim Elu. But a person who feels that the things that we spoke about in those chapters, hemzarim, they're strange, they're foreign. Lo berurim, they're not clear. Lo metziutim, they're not realistic. Bilti yisimim, you can't, they're not practical. Kashim, they're difficult. Gavohim, they're too high, they're high level. Bechulei bechulei, and etc, etc. Bekitzur, hu lo mekabelehem. In short, he doesn't accept them. Then he needs to go back and read that section again. Right? You can't go on if you haven't grasped those two points that we spent the last 6 months going over and still haven't got it, then don't go forward. Don't go forward without those. Those are the two fundamental things that you're going to need. There's no point learning the rest of the book if you haven't grasped the two fundamentals. Ve'izkei iman Hashem b'chav u'b'shalom b'chav. Avshalom writes, in dealing with people generally, and particularly in matters of Shalom Bayit, zeh shanim rabot, for many years now, chanan oti Hashem b'rov chasdav. Hashem, in his kindness, was gracious to me. To help me find within the Torah advice for Shalom Bayit, shacholulu plaot etzel zugot rabim, that have been made very wonderful things for couples, many couples have benefited by it. Afilu etzel keele shahayula cheyush. Even again, even for those who were already past despair. And all the more so how it helped people who had within them a core of goodness. They were just externally experiencing difficulties. And I saw clearly, in most times, that the advice that Hashem put into my heart really helped people. And so during the writing of this book, when I gave to husbands to read certain chapters while he was writing it, that were ready by me. Ra'iti, I saw, she'anam rovu bam shel habalim, תתפעלו מהדברים שקרו. That despite the fact that many husbands were והעידו שזה שינה, although many husbands who worked, who put into practice the things that I wrote in those chapters, and they testified to me that it made great changes in their lives. About Yeshnam Kele, but there were still people שמשום מה, for whatever reason, לא היו להם דברי הספר. It didn't help them. The words of this book didn't help them. The chapters that I prepared, and I gave it out to people, there were people who it helped, and surprisingly, there were people who it wasn't any good, didn't help. ונשארו בשלהם, and they stayed the way they were, כאילו לא קראו כלום, as if they had never read anything. והם גם התרעמו, and they also complained. מה עם האישה? What with my wife? מה עם הדרך הנשים? What about instructions for women? You're doing all these instructions for the men. What about instructions for women? How's she going to change if you don't write a book for her? Right, this came out of Gundam. Shalom came out before the women's one. Ma, I'm Helka. What about her share? My title Ahmed, when are you going to teach the women how they should behave? And like this, an example. Shabalai echad, that a person came to me, le'iot b'shalom bayit, for advice on shalom bayit. Ve'echa mesapeli, and he began to tell me, ani oseh kacha v'kacha, I do this and this, ani koneh, I buy this, ani boneh, I build, ani noten, I give, chole v'chole. Ve'hilo, hilo, hilo. She doesn't do anything, she doesn't do nothing. There I am, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this, and my wife is doing nothing. Amati libibi, I said in my heart, She'en lo lishpoch et libo acha v'acharechen. That I will let him pour out his heart. And then after that, at siola likrat or tamprakim shayu mochanim etzli, I'll let him finish. And then afterwards, I said to myself, I'll give him those chapters of Gan HaShalom, which I've already made, and that will help. And after he reads them, he'll certainly understand what mistake he's making. And he'll change his opinion. And behold, the chapters that I was going to give him were there on the table in front of me. Pitom, toh kadesh ani machakelo. And suddenly, while I was waiting for him, she aselem lo harzot et dvarav, that he'll finish to explain his matters that he wants to explain. Masbiya bal ala davafim, the husband pointed to those chapters on the table, right, and said to me, Yishli chaver shenatan li et haparakim elu. I've got a friend who gave me your chapters, these ones, and he pointed to them on the table. V'gam ani karati otam, and I read them. V'ani mekayem et kol ma shekatuv sham, and I'm fulfilling everything that it says there. V'zohi lo v'zohi shelo v'seder, v'hi lo kacha v'lo kacha v'hi, and she's still not okay, and she's still not doing this, and she. All she's still from that. As Amati Belibi, so I said to myself, Im hu karat ha-parakim, if he read those chapters, who are dying to let ha-shalom bayit b'ishto, and he's still hanging his shalom bayit on his wife, v'adayin yesh lo tlunot al ishto, and he's still got complaints against his wife, v'adayin hu metzapeh shehi ta'aseh kach, and he's still expecting that she will do something, or this or that, in order that they'll have shalom bayit. It's still all on her. As I ain lo tekana, and he's got no hope. He's got no remedy. If he read the chapters, and he still thinks that the problem's with his wife, well, there's no hope. Kizeh maweh shehu lo evin etamaseh. This shows that he didn't understand the message. Lachen lo amati lo klum. Nechwise, I didn't say to him anything. Rak beirachti oto, I just gave him a blessing. But shilachti oto ladako, and I sent him on his way. What can you do? What can you tell a person that? And he said, yeah, to get them out of the situation. And when I made my tefillah to Hashem, shirachem al oto abal, that he should have mercy on that husband, v'yiten lo dat, and should give him wisdom. V'hine, Hashem hishkiach she'oto abal yagid lishto. And it came about that same husband spoke to his wife, right? Spoke to his wife about the meeting that he had with the Rav. Sharav amar she'oiva voila. And he went and told his wife that I spoke to the Rav, about our shalom bayit issues, and he said, oiva voi to you, what you're doing to our marriage. Nice. Shehi ta'anesh al hitnogutha, that she's going to get punished on her behavior. Oiva voi to that husband, top. Ota isha hitkashra nis'eret la'echad meha meshamshim. And so that wife got worried and she called one of my assistants. V'sipralo and explained to him mashama bala, and explained to him what her husband said. Sha'arav koes aleh b'chulei, that I was angry on her, etc. Amar la oto meshamesh. So the assistant told her, Tiri, look, ani lo shamati ma'amar lara. I didn't hear what the Rav told your husband. Aval ani mochan hishava b'sefer Torah. But I'm prepared to swear on a sefer Torah. Sha'arav lo amar dvar kazeh. The Rav never said anything like that. Kol mi shemakeh et harav yodeh. Everyone who knows the Rav knows. Sha'arav lo yomar dvar ra al isha. The Rav never says anything bad at all about a wife. And if you want, I'll contact the Rav and he'll speak to you. And so he did. And I spoke to that woman, spoke to that wife, and I said to her, At makira et balech, you know your husband. Eich at ma'amin olo, how can you believe him? V'az hi hitchila l'saper kama hu me'ir la u'me'yaseh ota. And then she began to explain to me how much he criticizes her and causes her to suffer. Kol ha'hefech me'aklalim shel shalom bayit. All the opposite from all the rules of shalom bayit. V'lo kamo she'abal sipar. Not at all like the husband was saying, oh, I fulfill everything that I wrote in those chapters. I'm doing that. Not at all. That he fulfills all the things that it said in those chapters. He was lying. When I saw this thing, yashavti ba'asiti yishuv hadat, I sat down and I contemplated. Ma hanokuda shechaseira, what is the thing that is missing here? How can it be? How can it be that after all I wrote in those chapters, the hidgashti kama v'kama pamim, and I emphasized and went over again and again, as we saw in detail, but sura shelo mishtamet lishtei panim, in a way that you can't make a mistake about it. Sheisha hi mare she'abal, that the wife is the mirror of the husband. V'kol shalom bayit talui ba'avodah atzmit shel abal, and all shalom bayit rests on the personal work of the husband. Adayin yishnam balim, there are still husbands shemaleim b'ta'anot klavei nashtotehem, that they're still full of complaints about their wives. How can that be? Anyone? You're with me, right? You're with what we're saying. There's no way you can ever have a complaint about your wife. If you read those chapters, you understood them, you accepted that what he's saying is correct, that the husband's only the mirror, and you can never have a complaint about your wife, no matter what she does, because whatever she's doing is only for Hashem, it's only a mirror, it's only for you, it's only for me to work on myself.
So complaining that the mirror shows you to faith, it's the mirror's fault, it's...
It's the mirror. I'm complaining about the mirror. I'm trying to fix the mirror. And it's me. And a husband who reads those chapters and then comes to his wife and says, yeah, but my wife is doing this, my wife is doing that. He's completely missed the main point.
Exactly.
So now we're going to see what's going on. Hashem Azali. Hashem helped me. Ve'evanti, and I understood, Shekol Otam Habalim, that all of those husbands, Chaser Tzlam Devar Chad, was missing from them one thing. Hem lo yodim ma mashmaut hayotam gvarim. They don't know what it means to be a man. Hem einam mavinim, they do not understand, et tafkidam, their tafkid, their role. Et mahutam, their identity. Tivam, their nature. Kazacha, to be a man. Shehu rak mashpia benoten, which is only to influence and to give. That's the role of the man, to give and to influence. We're going to see all what this is, the whole chapter. Okay, so don't worry if we haven't got everything, but lamase, in practice. Hevati shezo anakuda shebatluya kol agisha shel aval lomo besefei began hashalom. In practice, I understood that this is the point on which rests the approach of a husband to learn the book Gan Hashalom. Lamaaseh nekudah zo hi hakav hamenacher. In practice, this point is the kav hamenacher.
Kav hamenacher. The joining point. The common point. The common denominator, common point.
The common denominator. B'chol sefer metchilo b'ad sefer, that runs throughout the whole book from the beginning to the end. V'hi, and that is shekatavnu et sefer hazeh legvarim bilvad. I wrote this book for men only. V'lo lekevot, and not for women, not for females. I wrote it for males and not females. Klomar, that's to say, hasefer yachol leholil. This book can only help. Rak lemisha be'emet ma'unyan lehatchil liyot zachar, can only help one who is prepared to truly begin to be a man. If you're not prepared to be a man, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. You're not going to accept what your job is. The job of a man is to constantly give. But wait a minute, my wife's not doing her share. Wait a minute, my wife... I've got all these complaints about my wife. Yeah, 100%, but so what? Right? A person who is looking to receive. She doesn't make me dinner on time. She doesn't listen to me. She spends more time on Facebook than she does doing the washing. She... etc, etc. It's because I want to be a woman. The nature of a woman is to receive. And a man that wants to receive is really a woman. Dressed up in a man's clothing. And tough, we need to work on that. Because Hashem didn't make us perfect. We didn't come out of the womb already a man. We came out of the womb and we got subsequently very messed up along the way. And believe it or not, when we enter a marriage, Bezrat Hashem, those who are still waiting to enter a marriage will find out that although it's nice in practice, I'm going to give to my wife and I'm going to be the giver and she's going to receive. The truth is, I have a lot inside me that just still wants to receive. I want to receive. I like receiving. It's nice. Who doesn't want to receive?
Give and take.
Right? Give and take. You know, she gives, I give, we take, she takes, I take. You're free. We all share. And it's very, very hard to be the one who gives and not the one who takes. But the truth is, our job is to be giver. And that's one of the things we have to work on. And it's one of the things that's going to take us maybe to 120 to perfect. Right? And we shouldn't be too down on ourselves when we realize that I'm not completely 100% a giver the whole way. I actually still have a little bit of take in me. Tom, I've still got work to do, Yofi. But if my ikkah, if my desire is to be a giver, my desire is to be a man, to try, then I'm going to pick myself up. I'm going to dust myself off and say, you know what, I failed again. I was trying to take, and really I should have been giving. So let's try again. Okay, right, sorry, let's give it another go. And I pick myself up and we try again. But it's based on that point. If I've got that point and I have a desire to achieve that, then I'm going to accept this. I'm going to accept that I have a job, my wife has a job. And that's the derech, and that's what Hashem wants from me. But if I don't accept that, and I also want to take, then I'm always going to be looking for what I want to, right? I want my chocolate ice cream now. Why not? I want it. I deserve it. I'm also part of this marriage. All this shtiyot, right? Yetzirah. But Tov, he's got some very good arguments. And especially where we're living, right? I don't know if it's better or worse now, but I'm sure it was always the case. Just a difference. Right, and now we've gone to the other extreme, where I've never even seen any sort of marriage where that's even remotely the case. It's usually the other way around. The woman makes the rules. You're going to do this, and then you're going to go there, and then you're going to come here, and then you're going to do some shopping, and then when you come back, you can do that. Right, it's probably reversed. Right, but why is it reversed? Because the man is now is not acting like a man. The man now also I have needs. I also have needs. It's true, I have needs, right? But
who cares?
Right, but all that kind of, that's all just modern day twisted, right? You're right, I have needs. I go and take it to Hashem, take it to the field. The reason I'm not fulfilling those needs, Hashem is not fulfilling the needs. And it's not for my wife to be my comfort blanket, right? I might, if you as a kid, but certainly one of my kids had a comfort blanket, and they suck the thumb and hold the blanket. Tommy, Yofi, right? Your wife does not fulfill that role. She's not there to be our comfort blanket. But when we're miserable, Tom, there's a place for everything, and she gives you comfort when you need it, and blah, 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 but it's not that I should go and like seek that from her. That's not her job. It's not really her job.
I remember reading this when I was engaged.
Yeah.
I thought it's easy. I'm gonna give, she's gonna give, and we're both gonna give and receive. But first, it was so hard to always give or not receive. And also, how I understood it was wrong that she's gonna give also. Because I thought he would write it in her book.
Right.
That she's gonna give. Probably he does. But,
sure.
But when you.
No, no,
like
he's,
this,
I'm sure
you expect it also that she's gonna give and you receive.
Yeah, one gift from nature.
If we're doing our job correctly, then it's, she doesn't need to be told. She just does it, right? She is her natural, right? It's what Hashem puts in her head to do, because we're doing our job. She's reflecting whatever we need. So. Hashem, well then you should take chizuk that you allowed some chizuk is still good, some chizuk is good, is also good. Right, צריך לדעת שהאיש ואישה הם בריאות שונות זו מזו בתכלית השינוי. We need to know that a man and woman are completely different creations. This thing should be obvious immediately. Right? Should be obvious from the fact that a man and a woman have very different mitzvahs. Right? Men have much more. Right? If Hashem created us equal, with equal jobs and equal tasks, then give us the same mitzvahs. Right? The mitzvahs are what the neshama needs. The mitzvahs are what the body needs, what the guf needs, what the person needs. So give us the same mitzvahs. We're the same creation. They should also need to put our tefillin. Right? Et cetera, et cetera. They don't need all that stuff. Right? That should be obvious from the start. We're different creations. Two different things going on there. And also you see from the perspective of the role, that you see that generally in life, and particularly in the house, there's a great difference between the man and the woman, what their role is. And in practice, all of this comes to teach us that in the essence of their identity, man and woman are not only different, rather, not just different, they're completely opposite one from the other. Opposite, not just different, not just a little bit different, this kid's different than that kid, they're just different. Opposite. L'dugma, for example, one of the fundamentals of this is sha'isha muto netina, that the man, his identity is to give. Shezo tukunat hazacha. That means that's the aspect of being a man. Vaisha muta kabala, and the woman it's her identity to receive. Shezo tukunat nakeva. That's what it means to be a woman. That's what it means to be female. Which is the opposite. It's a direct opposite to give and to take, right? So, you don't even need to know anything else. You just, from very basics, a person shouldn't be able to go into a marriage and think, oh, just like my best mate, right? Me and Steve, we're mates. He did stuff, we did stuff, he looked after me, I looked after him. He drove sometimes, I drove sometimes. He bought the beers sometimes I bought the beers. It's the same thing. It's not. Steve is not your wife, right? He's a different creature completely. He's like you. He also has to wear tefillin. He's like you. He's got the same identity as you. But this thing that you're married to now is completely not like you. He's a different creation, right? Adam looked around. Adam HaRishon, the first man, the Midrash says, looked around to find a fitting mate. And he checked out all of the possibilities, all the different animals. And then he found the woman and decided this one fits. He looked at all the other creatures. He said, there's going to be someone completely different. I'm not looking for a mirror image. I'm not looking for myself to marry here. I'm looking for what matches up. And he checked all the different possibilities. And then he came up with a woman. Yofi. She's also one of the other creations that is not a man. She's a different thing. And you shouldn't expect that you're marrying your chavuta. You're not marrying your chavuta. Legamre, completely, completely not. She's not interested in Gemara at all. Your chavuta might not be interested in Gemara either, but that's a different reason. He should be, right? But she is. It's never going to happen. You can't come home and get your thumb out and start telling you all about what Rav Ashi said to Rav Nachman. It's not gonna fly.
That's not fair.
It's not gonna. She's gonna say, "Very nice, dear. Right, go take out the garbage." If you're lucky, she's gonna say that. Tom, she's different, but that's fine. We just have to know what to do. We shouldn't be scared about the fact that she's different and she's not like me. We just need to know what that means. We need to learn the rules of the game, and we don't know the rules of the game. We need to learn them, and that's good. We've got a teacher, and he's going to teach us, and then we're going to know, and everything's going to be wonderful, and we're going to have Shalom Bayit like you can never imagine. As Rav Hashem, we shall continue to learn how to have Shalom Bayit tomorrow.